Franklin in the morning, here are the most common deathbed regrets. Wishing you had the courage to live life true to yourself, not the life others expected. That's number one. Wishing you hadn't worked so hard. Wishing you had the courage to express your feelings. Wishing you stayed in touch with friends. Wishing you'd let yourself be happier. Well, death may be closer than you think. At least 50 were injured after a technical problem caused a strong movement on a Boeing flight. An emergency landing at LAX for United Airlines flight on Friday was the fourth this week. An Indonesian flight veered off course after both pilots allegedly fell asleep in the cockpit. And it occurs to me some people wouldn't know tyranny if it covered their faces, locked them in their homes, enacted the biggest wealth transfer in history, censored them, made them show their papers, and force-medicated them. But I am not afraid of a civil war. I'm not afraid of the 81 million Biden voters, half are dead, and the rest don't even know what gender they are. 170 House Democrats just voted against the Lake and Riley Act, refusing to require the detention and deportation of illegal immigrants who have been caught committing a crime. That's very strange, to vote against deporting illegals who commit a crime, on top of the crime of entering the country illegally. Need I remind you that the census counts all people, including illegal immigrants, for deciding how many House seats each state gets. This results in Democrat states getting roughly 20 more House seats, which is another very strong incentive for them not to deport illegals. This is News Talk 1100 in wonderful coastal Georgia.